I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The summer months mean an increase in water use across southern Colorado. In order to meet those demands, water districts in southern El Paso County will rely on new strategies to avoid the chemical contamination in the Widefield aquifer. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports.
Speaking at a water forum in Colorado Springs, Security Water District Manager Roy Heald said they haven't been drawing water from the contaminated aquifer since September. In the meantime, he says they've been working with Colorado Springs utilities to install a new pipeline to carry additional water to the district. Once completed, Heald says they'll be equipped to meet peak summer demand using only water from the Pueblo Reservoir.
Right now, our world revolves around getting a pipeline done by May 15th. And, you know, we're not really thinking about much past that because we've got to have that pipeline in place to meet that demand.
Heald estimates Security Water District has already spent close to $3 million to deal with the contamination. He says the district has so far not received any money from the Air Force, which is believed to be responsible and which committed $4.3 million to mitigation efforts. Air Force representatives could not comment by airtime. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
An oil and gas company is shutting down and inspecting more than 3,000 wells in northeastern Colorado as a precaution after a house explosion that killed two people. Investigators say they haven't determined if a well from Anadarko Petroleum caused the explosion. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.